This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
You didn't get bored by baseball.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Here's Saul Tillamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
Baseball is not boring. You know how I know? Because the people who live in Texas, the people who live in New York just found that out. Just found that out over the last couple days. The people in Texas, first they get news of this insane contract to Jacob deGrom. Not insane in a bad way, but insane in the way of, oh my goodness, that's a lot of years and a lot of money. But really good pitcher. Then, as we found out just recently, Justin Verlander, he's replacing deGrom in New York with the New York Mets. Wow, here we go. Winter meetings week. Well, in case people want to know about the players they are getting, we turn, at Baseball Isn't Boring, we turn to the people who actually know what's what about those people. So what we did is we had a conversation with Rick Porcello, one of the most articulate guys you'll ever meet. Certainly a guy that had a very, very good playing career, just went on the Bradfo Show podcast and announced his official retirement. But Porcello's an interesting guy, not only because he's an interesting guy, but also because he has pitched with some of the best pitchers that you'll ever find, some of the most noteworthy pitchers that you'll ever find. He pitched with Max Scherzer with Detroit. He pitched with Verlander with Detroit. Both guys, by the way, back together again with the New York Mets. And he pitched with Jacob deGrom in 2020 with the New York Mets. This guy, Rick Porcello, has studied these guys, has pitched alongside these guys, knows these guys, what's what when it comes to their makeup, their stuff, all of it. So he is a perfect guy to turn to when we're talking about these guys. So just a little Baseballs and Boring sampling for you. Talk to Rick Porcello about a guy who just is integrating himself with his new team, the Texas Rangers. You're welcome, Texas. You're welcome, Rangers fans. Here you go. Here's Rick Porcello talking about your new pitcher.
All right, when you think of Jacob deGrom, what do you think of?
I mean, I think of somebody he's one of the best pitchers of our generation. I mean, what he's done over the course of his career since he came into the big leagues is pretty unparalleled. His stuff is second to none. I really started lacking confidence, you know, and it probably should have happened a lot earlier because the hitters were telling me something some of the years I had, but when I was watching him throw bullpens in his first bullpen in spring training, he's not throwing a fastball under 98 and the slider's clocking in at 93, 94. I mean, he's just, it's a pleasure to watch him. When you see a talent like that, it's, you know, they don't come around very often. So he's an incredible pitcher. He's a great guy. I really enjoyed the time that I got to spend with him as a teammate and watch him do his thing. It's special.
You've played with some pretty talented guys, pitchers. How would, you know, I don't know if it's fair to rank them, but, I mean, he probably is top three.
Yeah, I mean, just pure stuff-wise, I don't know that I've seen anyone with that kind of fastball and slider combination. I've been really fortunate to get to witness some of the greatest pitchers of our generation, and, you know, Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander and those guys, and you know, they're all up there in that top class of just special guys that, you know, they're worth paying money to see.
What separates Jacob from other guys? Like, what's his thing? Say, okay, you know, everybody has their thing, right? Like you mentioned all those names, everybody has their thing. What separates him?
Well, when you have power stuff like that, oftentimes it's, you know, you see guys that are able to generate the swing and miss but don't throw the same amount of strikes that he does. I think that one of the things that stood out to me is not just the strikeouts but the amount of walks that he gives up. I mean, he basically doesn't walk anyone, and that's, you know, That being said, obviously Max and Justin are the same way. I mean, that's what makes them great. They have the stuff, and there's other guys that have, you know, 95, 98 plus fastball, but they're the total package. They've got the mental makeup, they've got the ability to throw strikes, attack hitters, and it's incredible to watch when you see them going at their best.
Well, another big part of it, you sign a guy to a deal, you want him to be the guy that all the young pitchers get behind. How does he line up in terms of that, in terms of being, because he's going to, like it or not, I mean, he's going to have to be a leader of that staff for the next 5 years.
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's hard for me to say. I played one season with him. It was during the COVID year. It was very difficult to really bond with everyone and see the interactions because we had to be, you know, separated basically. Yeah. So I don't know that it's necessarily a fair assessment, but, you know, those guys are, part of what they do best is they lead by example and they take care of their stuff first and foremost, and that's something that young guys can always look up to and get behind, is just watching them take the ball and attack hitters and, like I said, not walk guys, not shy away from contact when contact needs to be generated to keep pitch counts down or whatever it is, and then when they need to swing and miss when they're in trouble, they get it. It's almost like they're playing a video game sometimes, but it's certainly not that easy, and they're so talented that they make it look easy.
Is that, do you think that is, are you going to go?
No.
Oh, all right. And then we also have a soundtrack in the back.
But one more question.
Yeah, well, okay, yeah. No, is that, in terms of leading a staff, like you were a guy who did it for the young guys, is this something that, is it hyperbole for a guy like me to say, oh, you know, that guy leads a staff, or that guy is a guy that he players get behind? Like, how important is it to have those guys?
I personally think it's incredibly important, but there's different ways to lead. I think that there's guys that can be emotional leaders in a clubhouse and know when it's the time to pick somebody up, put their arm around them, and it's the time to say, hey, this is what I find.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. You know, when you see something that might be able to help a guy, it's important to help them, you know, especially the young guys that might be not necessarily knowing what they're doing wrong or being a little bit of a struggle, and it's important to be able to tell them, you know, we've all been there before, and you keep grinding, you go back to the basics, do the things that you do well, and that's how you get out of that hole. I think there's other guys that are able to just go out there and lead by example, and when you have a guy that does both of them, it's really special and impactful for an entire team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.